A little Lil Nas X tonight. Lil Nas X, our lives going through some old junk, you know, cleaning up the closets, throwing away old debris. You know what I found? I found my old wedding ring. My old wedding ring that I got from Estelle! Estelle, you hog! Are you listening? I found the ring. And I looked at that ring, and it reminded me. You know what it reminded me? I'll tell you what it reminded me of.
It reminds me of the horrible brutality of our marriage. And you know, when I reflect back on the marriage, I can't say that Estelle totally didn't try to keep some charisma in that thing. Okay, it's just, I guess fate wasn't with us, because nothing ever went right. I remember one time, we just had a big old dinner. I was sitting back, I lit up a Camel, picking my teeth with a rolled up napkin. I said, what do we got for dessert, baby? And I walked on into the kitchen. I whipped open the freezer, and there was a big old quart of Häagen-Dazs. I said, all right. And I grabbed me a spoon. I popped the lid on that thing. She said, oh, honey. I said, what? She said, that is for dessert, but I thought maybe we'd take it upstairs with us. I looked at her, and realization dawned in my face. I said, why, you little pistol, you. She said, tell you what, let me take some upstairs and serve it to you in a unique and exciting way. And she grabbed a putty knife. I said, babe. She said, give me about 5 minutes. I said, all right, baby. Fill it to the rim with brim. She giggled and went upstairs. I pick up the phone. I call my buddy Bubba. I said, Bubba. Yeah, I told him what was about to transpire. He said, you lucky dog, you lucky. Get it, get it, get it. I said, I won't get it, I won't get it. I said, stay only. Ready or not, here I come. Yeah, and sure enough, when I got there, she was just smoothing that bad girl out. She had that putty knife working. Working like a carpenter. She said, all right, honey. It's chow time. I went running over there, and wouldn't you know, just as I was about ready to tear it up, the fire alarm went up in this apartment complex we lived at. People running the hallways. Everybody out. I order the fire department. Everybody out. This is a fire drill. It is illegal to stay in your home now. If you need help in leaving the building, let us out. Bum, 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 bum. You there in 3C. Out. She said, what are we going to do? I said, we got to get out. My God, this. We both wrapped towels around each other, and we pounded out of the hallway. People were running out with their possessions and everything. I'm thinking, my God, nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked, did it? Sure enough, we walked downstairs. We watched outside the building. There were fire trucks everywhere. One of the firemen walked by and looked at Estelle, who was by this time standing there in a puddle. He said, hey, come on, relax, lady. It's only a drill. Estelle said, oh, my God, I'm mortified. I am mortified. Mortified. I can't stand here like this. Look at me. Look at me. And they stood looking at the ever-widening puddle. Geez, and our neighbors are all over the place here. Like, oh, God. I said, I got an idea. Come here, boy. Come here. I called the dog over. I said, boy, this is your lucky day. Häagen-Dazs, go get it. Go get it. Tear it up. And that dog started lapping, and sure enough, he backed away. He said, I said, what's the matter? Boy, ain't no good. Oh, Nelly. Estelle said, what does that mean? I said, well, Estelle, I'll put it to you this way. I don't think Howard Johnson's is going to be including that in its new list of flavors.
It's the tuna and
the one the Grease man with Megabit.